Homily 40. Jesus feeds the crowds. Give them some food yourselves. In this morning's gospel, we hear of Jesus retiring to a deserted place, probably to mourn the murder of his prophet cousin, John the Baptist, with the realization that what happened to John would most likely happen to him. When Jesus' solitude is interrupted by the crowds following him, he immediately forgets his concerns, pities the crowd, and begins to cure their sick. Growing late, the disciples tell Jesus to dismiss the crowd so that they get something to eat, probably at the local McDonald's or Burger King. Jesus then surprises them. Give them some food yourselves. And they object. All we have are 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus says, well, give it to me. Just as God had fed his people manna in the desert, now God in the flesh, Jesus Messiah, feeds them, in part through his disciples, you, a foreshadowing of the messianic banquet. In the marvelous Danish film, Babette's Feast, by the way, Pope Francis's favorite movie, a refugee from the counter-revolutionary bloodshed in Paris, named Babette, once the proprietor of Paris's finest restaurant, finds a home cooking bland food for a dying-out, austere Christian sect off the Danish coast. No pay, just room and board. And she takes good care of them. Years later, Babette wins the Paris lottery of 10,000 francs, and out of gratitude, decides to spend her entire winnings on a feast, and I mean feast, for the small congregation on the occasion of the founding pastor's 100th birthday. Babette here exhibits the generosity of the poor widow, who put all she had into the temple treasury, the courage to give everything for the divine bounty of the kingdom. We hired her to cook at our St. Ignatius feast this past week. During this extraordinary feast, which several upscale American restaurants in the late 1980s duplicated for about $1,000 a person, the Dour congregation's disdain for earthly pleasures gradually breaks down, and they eat her sumptuous food and drink the delicious wine. It's a lovely scene. We see old wrongs forgiven, old loves rekindled, and a mystical redemption of the human spirit settles over the table. Deeply human, sacramental, with resonances of Jesus' meals with his disciples, with the crowds, the Last Supper, the heavenly messianic banquet. Give them some food yourselves. When a talented nun friend at Yale invited me to the Newman Club soup kitchen, 2 things surprised me. The stench of the homeless. Perhaps what Pope Francis meant when he said that priests ought to have the smell of the sheep on them. Also, the anger and hostility of those being fed. The down and out are not always grateful. Give them some food yourselves. In this morning's gospel, Jesus has the crowd recline, not sit, as they would for everyday meals, to make themselves comfortable as one did at a banquet. As customary at Jewish festival meals, the host, Jesus, took the bread, spoke the table prayer. The host then broke the bread and gave it to each guest. Now, Jesus so acts, but he also involves his disciples. Unlike the banquets of ancient Rome, which only the rich could enjoy, Jesus feeds the multitude, all comers. It was said of the early Christians, there was not a needy person among them. The 12 baskets of leftovers underscore Jesus' intention to restore God's people, the 12 tribes of Israel. Gathering up the fragments was another fixed ritual after an ancient Jewish banquet, and Jesus' disciples also do this. Now, why was so much left over? Well, ever been to a banquet in which there were no leftovers? Excess is part of feasting. No stinginess. I did 2 family weddings in the past 2 months. I can assure you, there was a lot left over. Consider the approximately 175 gallons of water that Jesus changed into the best wine at Cana. Notice, the one-hour workers who gain the same wage as those who worked all day. The divine abundance in the kingdom of God. I'll never forget the stingy ice cream cone I got in Paris while studying there. I thought the lady was going to measure the scoop with a micrometer. And then I thought about the ice cream parlor in my own hometown, where the generous owner would heap up scoops of homemade chocolate ice cream for us kids. Divine abundance in the kingdom of God. The Messianic banquet. Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are hungry, now for you will be filled." When criticized that he and his disciples did not fast, Jesus simply says, "You don't fast when you're at a wedding feast." Jesus preached the kingdom of God, the fulfillment of the creation God loves. But people have to eat too. His disciples try to separate the kingdom of God from the rest of life. Jesus destroys that separation. The kingdom of God is for all human life. I have only one complaint. I wish that Jesus would check with Roger or Berkowitz, the owner of Legal Seafood, to expand his menu. Always bread and fish? Come on. Give them some food yourselves. And don't be stingy.